You're listening to SBS News.
This is an exciting period. It's a period of massive change in the global economy, but it's one in which if Australia's smart and if we play smart, we can have enormous advantages in the years ahead.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese confident that Australia's economy can thrive as the government looks to release its federal budget in just over a week. Key to the upcoming budget, which will be released on the 25th of October, will be an intention and focus on local manufacturing. Speaking at a precious metal refinery in Sydney, the Prime Minister made a pledge to the domestic economy.
During the election campaign in May, I had one of our four themes that we talked about for 3 years being a future made in Australia. Because I don't think it's good enough that we told the car industry to leave, that we said we're not good enough to make things here in Australia, that somehow we just become a quarry. We need to do better than that. We need to, wherever possible, value add, create jobs, create value, because that's how our economy can grow.
Mr Albanese says a stronger local economy will be supported by a national reconstruction fund to support businesses. He says Australia has the capacity to be an international economic force and renewable energy superpower, particularly with innovation and technology.
What we want is to lift Australia up with a race to the top so that we're competing on the basis of our quality and what we can produce, our skills, our smarts. And that is why the development, which is ubiquitous around the world, of new technology changes the equation for manufacturing in this country and changes the equation for why we can indeed have a future made in Australia, a high value, high wage economy that works for people, not the other way around.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers offered a bleaker outlook from his assessment of the global economy. In Washington, he met his global counterparts, and he says the world is confronting a serious economic downfall.
The global economy is on the edge. The global economy is on the edge once again for the third time in a decade and a half. This time, the risk is that skyrocketing inflation brought about by the war in Ukraine and other factors has necessitated a blunt and brutal reaction from the central banks, which risks a hard landing in a number of the economies around the world.
The International Monetary Fund issued a stark outlook for the global economy, claiming one third of the world's economies are either in recession or risk soon going into recession. While US President Joe Biden says a recession is unlikely for the country's economy, Mr. Chalmers is not convinced. He says the Australian economy must reflect global concerns, foreshadowing a responsible budget that is still committed to addressing the rising cost of living.
We play the cards that were dealt. We go into this with a lot going for us, but we won't be completely spared another global downturn. The backdrop for this budget is deteriorating global economy, high and rising inflation at home, and persistent structural pressures on the budget. The best way to respond to that, the best way to respond to a uncertainty in the global economy is with a responsible budget at home. Our budget will provide responsible cost of living relief with an economic dividend. It will invest in the capacity of our economy, and it will begin to trim the waste and rorts which have been a feature of our budget for too long.
A policy for increasing paid parental leave from 18 to 26 weeks is something the government is hinting at firmly committing to in the budget. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese did not give too much away, but did reference it on Friday, saying helping women into the workforce would improve the economy.
One of the things about paid parental leave that we need to do, just like we need to do with childcare, is to increase women's workforce participation. To make sure that they can stay in the workforce to build productivity for companies as well as by boosting their living standards as well. And we know that people having families is good for the economy as well.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton is also confident that Australia can avoid the economic depression facing other countries. But he insists it's those most vulnerable who would be hardest hit by a recession.
The resilience and the strength of the Australian economy that Labor inherited after 9 years of coalition management means that we're in a much stronger position. But if we're driven into a recession by bad Labor decisions, it'll be families, it'll be pensioners, it'll be people on fixed incomes, and it will be many, many small businesses across the country that ultimately pay the price for that failure.
Beyond budget concerns, the federal government is being urged by the Greens to act immediately on all its commitments to the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Senator Lydia Thorpe says she won't put her energy into a campaign for a voice to Parliament until there is concrete progress on the other elements of the Uluru Statement, including a constitutional treaty with Indigenous Australians. Greens leader Adam Band shares these calls. He says he's looking for the government to commit $40 million in annual funding to a Truth and Justice Commission and national consultation on a treaty.
What the Greens are looking for is movement on truth and treaty and to start the process now. And what we're putting forward is not only an appropriate amount of money, but one that would have been incredibly well spent. It would go to making sure that we start that process of truth and treaty in this country, and it's similar in cost to other commissions that have delivered really good outcomes.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.